Azeroth with Attitude.
Welcome everybody to this week's episode of Azeroth with Attitude. My name is Art.
And my name is Dylan Zahner, aka 8-Bit Dylan.
And today we're going to talk about everything we've done in WoW, all the other games we've played, you know, the usual stuff. But also we have something a little extra special prepared for you today, guys. Dylan has looked up some World of Warcraft fanfics that are very spicy. So we also, you know, dressed up a little for the occasion, you know.
The YouTube girls are getting a treat.
Period. And we recommend listening to this episode with headphones. I honestly have no idea what's coming. I'm going into this completely blind, so you're gonna get my full reactions. But yeah, we'll get into that later. So a lot to look forward to.
Let me explain the game real quick just to prepare you for what you're about to experience later in the episode. I have 7 fanfics, smutty World of Warcraft fanfics that I'm going to be reading passages from.
I'm so excited.
It'll be Art's job, though, to determine whether it is a real fanfic that has existed online or some gay, stupid bullshit from my brain that I have spewed forth onto the paper. Now,
she literally messaged me and was like, I apologize for what is about to happen. And I'm like, oh my God, I know this is right up my alley. I need this right now.
Now, I will say I did try to find the more tasteful passages just so they don't all sound very samey. Because, like, obviously, like, there's only so many ways you can describe sex. So
yeah,
there are some that are, like, more lead-ins to the sex. There are some that are the actual sex. And then there are some that are just insanity. We'll just say that.
Oh, I'm so excited. Let's go.
I will preface also, sadly, there was only one gay fanfic I could find. Most of these are sadly heterosexual. But they're just as dirty, so don't you worry.
Honestly, like, I'm sure a lot of people in the listen to this podcast read smut anyway, so technically this shouldn't be anything too shocking. Do you read smut?
I don't. My husband does, though. My husband's very into yaoi, which is like gay romance. But I mean, girl, if you ever come over to our place, we have an entire shelf of just yaoi that he loves to read.
I have not read, I don't like smut. I wanted to get into reading like a year ago. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to read one book per month and I'm going to post about it on Instagram. I read one single book. And the book that was recommended to me by like the book talk community was ACOTAR. Do you know ACOTAR?
Yes, I've heard of this book.
The fairy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, like this is so popular. I'm going to read this. Mama, like, I don't know, but I don't enjoy reading this man eating this fairy girl's vagina every 5 minutes. It's just like the plot is so boring. I'm so sorry to all the ACOTAR girlies because they are obsessed with that. Like,
do you hear
this
that?
Is like I can hear the mob already like coming. I genuinely like I think as a man that identifies as a man, I think this isn't really a book that why is that so funny?
As a man who identifies as a man,
well, I didn't want to.
I'm not into this girly bullshit. Just that's what it was given.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Because I'm that type of man. Okay. Anyway, how have you been, girl?
Honestly, I've been less mask for mask than you have on this pod. So I'm kidding.
Right.
No, I've been really good. I did something really stupid this week. So as you know, I live in Texas, and in Texas, it gets extremely hot. I don't know what it is like conversion-wise, but I went and played volleyball on Wednesday, and it was almost 100 degrees out here.
I want to check how much that is.
Yes, convert. Fiercely convert.
100 Fahrenheit in Celsius. 37. Are you insane?
Yeah. So I played volleyball in the heat.
Girl.
The heat itself wasn't that bad. Tell me why, an hour into this volleyball training, my feet start hurting. And I'm like, that's weird. I was like, yeah, I guess the sand is kind of hot, but it's no big deal. My feet sometimes hurt because like the muscles in your feet are conforming to this. It's whatever. Tell me why I had blisters on 6 of my toes because I burned my toes on the hot sand. Not sunburn.
Did you not feel it?
No, girl.
Did you not feel it burning?
No. It just started hurting because all of a sudden, obviously, I was forming these blisters. So I get up off the sand and I'm like looking at my feet and I'm like, oh my God. Like my feet are already blistering from the heat. This is crazy. I've never experienced this before. So I had to fiercely stop volleyball training halfway through because I burned 6 of my toes. They're good now. Like I went and did leg day yesterday. I'm fine. They healed up pretty quickly. But it's still crazy to me that I like cooked my toes on the sand. Not even sunburned, cooked them. Anyway, in terms of games that I'm playing. So as you all know, I've been playing some WoW, especially now that I know how this time walking event works. So I've been getting it on NA. I'm going to play some EU today to try and like get my dungeons done for EU because I want it on both EU and NA. But
yeah,
in the meantime, I have been playing some other games. So I started this game that launched this week called, I think, Moonlight Peaks is what it's called. And have you heard of this game?
No.
It's cute. It's very cute. Okay. So it's like Stardew Valley. But imagine that everyone in the town is either a witch, a vampire, or a werewolf. And instead of it being...
Is it like Sunhaven? Do you know Sunhaven?
What's that?
Okay. It's like similar to that.
So the story is actually kind of dark. You run away from your family. And your father, I think, is Dracula. And so you go... You go to where your mother grew up, which is in this small town called Moonlight Peaks. So you become like a farmer, a vampire farmer. And it's just like Stardew Valley. You like build up this farm, you romance villagers, you're meeting all these like eclectic characters that are in the town. But the cool part is the night cycle's reversed because you're a vampire. The day is the night. And so you're doing all these like nighttime activities, like, throughout the day. And then as the day is ending, morning is starting to rise and you're like, oh God, got to get in my coffin. Like, it's really cute. The characters are great. My only downside of this game is they make the art of the characters sexy, hot, like, ooh, daddy. But then the actual character models are very chibi. So it's very strange to me. I'm like, God, I would love to ravage this lumberjack werewolf man, but then I see his like in-game model and I'm like, you look like a chibi baby with a beard. Like, this is weird to me. So I was like, I had to like divorce my fantasy of the actual drawn art when I'm looking at this like chibi baby with a beard.
fierce. I mean, I love a lumberjack werewolf man. Sounds great.
It genuinely is like a really, really fun game, and I do recommend it. Especially if you like Stardew Valley. I've just been playing it on my Steam Deck like every so often when I'm going to bed. But are you like a fighting game girly?
I love Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
And the Nintendo one. Super Smash. Yeah.
So I
love Mortal Kombat.
I've known of this game for a while and I haven't really ever played it. And it's called Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl 2. So,
I've heard of that.
Yeah, so it's like Super Smash Brothers, but with Nickelodeon characters.
Yeah.
And it was like on PlayStation Plus, so I was like, all right, fine, I guess I'll try it. I've been wanting to play this game. D.Va, the way this game eats unnecessarily. Like,
doesn't it have like Avatar and everyone in there?
Yes. So I played the first game. I played All-Stars Brawl 1, and I was like, this is poop from a butt. This is like, they tried, but clearly, so this game came out 2 years after that game came out. and they put their full bussy behind the game, it is good. Like, I'm genuinely having fun, and I'm like, damn, I really wish I would have played this game when it came out, because I kind of want to play online and, like, try to fight some girlies and do ranked mode. Like, I haven't tried that yet. I've been playing through the campaign. The campaign's, like, this really fun, like, roguelike. And I was like, oh, you know how fierce it would be if the next Super Smash game had a roguelike mode in it that's like this? Because it's so much fun. You're, like, beating people up. You're doing all these different level types. You're getting all these power-ups. You have a set amount of stock and set amount of life. So any damage you take in, like, this match carries over to this match. So you need to, like, be careful about, like, not taking too much damage. But also, like, there's ways to heal. There's ways to, like, upgrade. It's so fun. And I'm like, wait, why am I, like, actually looking forward to sitting down and playing a Super Smash game? I'm not, like, a fighting game girly. I'll play just for the story. But I was like, this is genuinely fun. I'm... Props to you. Props to you, Nickelodeon, or whoever made it.
Yeah, that does sound really fun, to be fair. Yeah.
But other than that, I really haven't been gaming as much. I also played a little bit of Marvel Rivals, because Jubilee just got added. D.Va. The way I'm getting my life with not only Jubilee, but Captain America's Bulge and all... Girl.
That broke the internet. That broke the internet this week and the past week.
It nearly broke the stool.
I do know that, like, Marvel Rivals has been a Gunner game since the start. But now I think they finally understood their branding and they are leaning even harder into their brand. And honestly, I'm here for it.
You know what's crazy is, obviously, I like comic books. I just organized my comics. That was another thing that I was doing this week. Found out I had over 200 plus comics that I needed to organize. It was crazy. So the beauty about Marvel Rivals is, even though it's a Gunner game, it is still comic book accurate. So Marvel, every year, comes out with a swimsuit issue of their comics. And it is just as Goonery as Marvel Rivals is. It's like big bulges, abs, big old butts. Like, it is, it every year, they always come out with it. And they draw all their superheroes. And
no, like, don't show me big bulges and butts. Oh, I don't want that in my game. Girl, no.
When I tell you, they must have coordinated with Marvel Rivals, because there is a picture in this year's swimsuit special. It is so horny of Captain America in a Speedo, bulge hanging. And he's like, you know, like when a guy will, like, lift it up, like he's like stretching it up a little bit.
Yeah.
He's doing that. He's like just walking out of the pool, stretching his Speedo up, bulge hanging. And I'm like, I cannot believe Marvel approved this artwork of their character. It's crazy.
Well, fitting for this week's episode.
Anyway, how you been, girl?
Good. I'm still editing, and I decided that RuneScape Dragon Wilds is probably not the right game to get into right now, especially when I have so much work to do, because it requires a lot of game time, right? Guess what? This week came out Pal Worlds.
I've been wanting to play it.
And it's literally the exact same thing. Basically, well, exact same. It's like the same concept, right? Survival game, grinding, exploring, building a base, all of that. And all of my friends wanted to play it, so we rented a server and everything. So we've been playing that. But I've been trying to, like, you know, this time around, I know exactly how these games get me. So this time around, I'm taking it very slowly.
Yeah.
There's been some IRL stuff or IRL things going on. I hang out a lot with my family. I've been actually really enjoying WoW. I kind of miss WoW in a way, because
same.
I play WoW mostly on stream, and even on stream I've not been playing it much, so I do really miss it. But at the same time, I'm like, right now there just isn't so much to do, so I'm at least happy that we have that time walking, because honestly, just like time walking and yapping on stream is so fun to me. I love doing it.
Yeah.
I'm almost done with Resident Evil 7, and then the next one I'm gonna play Resident Evil 9. Also, I just signed officially yesterday to an agency.
Oh my God, who?
Yes, I'm allowed to say it now. I signed to Not Management. They're a Norwegian based.
I'm gagged. No, I'm so gagged. I did not see this one coming.
Yeah, they're a Norwegian based agency, and I'm very excited. Well, by next week when this episode launches, it should be also announced on Instagram. I'm very excited about that. So I've been talking to them a lot this week. And what else have I been doing? Ooh, I also really want to play Assassin's Creed. It looks really good.
Yeah.
And I used to play Assassin's Creed a little bit, like back in the day, but I never played this one. And this one's supposed to be like the fan favorite. So I'm really looking forward to actually playing that at some point. But yeah, before we do that, I'll finish Resident Evil 9.
Okay.
I'm very excited about that.
Before we get,
I have so much to do.
I have questions about Resident Evil for you, but first, I just want to say, like, I'm also really excited for Black Flag. Like, it looks really good. I'm just so over this games industry laying people off. Like, did you hear?
Oh, yes. The insane Microsoft one?
No, not just that. Like, what just happened with Ubisoft?
Like, oh, I didn't see that. I saw Xbox and Microsoft, and then also Blizzard's going to be affected eventually next year, apparently.
It's insane. So,
I know.
Basically, Assassin's Creed Black Flag Reimagined, whatever it's called, it came out. The day of the launch, Ubisoft laid off 50 employees that worked on the game. 50, and mind you, I think most of the roles that were impacted were like actual coders. So like people that developed the game. They laid off 50 of them the launch of the game. They didn't even get a chance to like sit back and enjoy the launch of this product they've been working on for years.
This is so heartbreaking. This is so heartbreaking.
It's insane. I know. It's like,
because every minute of them being employed counts from the company and is a loss. So they genuinely don't even care to cut them off immediately when they don't bring them any value anymore.
Yeah.
And so that to cut as little losses as possible. Like, this is just insane to me. Like, but it's been happening everywhere. And also, I don't know, like, this is also a big thing that if you haven't noticed, Meta launched a new feature on Instagram that was barely announced, and it's auto-enabled on everyone, that enables people to use your reels and your content and use AI on it to change it and make it their own content. That feature is enabled immediately, so please go into your settings. It's really easy to find and deactivate all of that, unless obviously you want people to use your voice and face, but it's terrifying.
If it makes you feel better, Meta has reversed the decision. So
it just
came out that after 3 days, because so many people were pissed off at Meta, they reversed it, and they were like, just kidding. It's
absolutely
insane. Like, no one once
asked for that.
No one asked for that. No one, like, if you're like a celebrity, like, you don't want people making content off of your face and likeness without you A, consenting to it, and B,
I think the voice, like, is also scary. Like, one of the scariest parts. Like, I don't know. I mean, they just seem to shove up AI our ass, like, shove up AI our asses, like, everywhere without us asking. It's like, oh, but nobody wants AI. They're like, oh, but we're going to make you want it by putting it everywhere without you asking. It's just so frustrating. Like, it's annoying. But yeah, what else have I been up to? I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. So shall we get into BFA time walking? Because Diva, I remembered fondly, or sorry, let me rephrase that. When I walked into Lady Waycrest Manor, I was...
I didn't get that one yet.
I was welcomed by her big ghostly arms, and it was like I was home again.
I know.
It is so fierce. to play through BFA dungeons again. They just hit different. They really do.
Yeah. Yeah. I literally like loaded into Ataldazar and I'm like, you guys, I'm home. I'm home. Like, this is where I grew up. This is where baby Art was playing his first M+, his first like end game.
Baby. What?
Yeah.
Baby. Mama, you were a grown ass adult.
No. I mean like baby Art in World of Warcraft.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I was a baby in World of Warcraft in a way.
I was like D.Va.
I was like 19.
How long ago do you think BFA came out, D.Va? No, you were not.
When did BFA?
D.Va, you were not 19 years old. If you,
I was like 20. I was like 22,
23. Maybe.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, what I meant is not me being a baby IRL, is meant like I'm a baby in World of Warcraft still, because I was still new to the game.
Yeah.
So I, BFA was where I learned like how to, you know, do endgame content. I learned how to do high M+. I learned how to mythic raid. So I spent a lot of time playing BFA, and also it was like deep in COVID. So it was like literally all I was doing. I was still a student. I was still studying. It was like all I was doing, and it was so fun. So going back to BFA always gets me excited. Also, the second that Freehold music hits,
yep,
we shaking ass, okay? Oh. We all start playing, we get up, and we shake ass.
Just start shaking tits and ass.
Yes, period. Like, no, it's so good.
They're like, why does it start? It smells, it's sweaty, it's and musty. Like,
right. And like BFA gets like a really bad rep, but like for what reason? Like, I mean, I get it. Like back then there was like AP grind and everything. But in general, I feel like BFA had so much soul. I don't know. So much.
Yeah. If you want to listen, if you're like a newer listener, we did have an episode. I think it was like our third or fourth episode of the pod where we fiercely defend BFA as one of the best.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Expansions. That's crazy. We have enough episodes so we can be like, go back to episode 3 or 4 and listen to us yap about BFA.
Is this episode 28?
This 28 or 29, yeah.
Okay. Well, crazy. Also, I'm just going to say this now. I need us to reach 1,000 subscribers. And the second, so please subscribe. I know I always watch YouTube videos for years without subscribing. So if once we reach 1,000, once we reach 1,000 subscribers,
no, I'm looking at the subscribers. Keep going.
We're going to do a drunk episode.
Oh my God, yes. No, we will do. I will get drunk at 9:42 a.m.
Wait, would you really? No, we'll move it later. We'll do it like, I don't know. I can record at 11 a.m. at night.
Okay. That'll be easier for me.
Yeah. Girl, do not get drunk this early in the morning. That's horrible.
I know.
But we will do that. So, yes. So hit that subscribe button. Anyway, side note.
Yeah. And we also have hit that subscribe button also because we do have some guests that we would like to bring on to the pod. I do think it would be fierce to also bring on. We have guests. Maybe bring on some of the D&D people before they show up in the D&D thing. I don't know. We play around a few ideas. But
yeah.
There's a lot of content coming, girl. And if you're not on board, you're going to be missing out because this train is chugging along.
Period.
Also, Sunday, if you are listening to this, hopefully we're still alive in our hardcore run.
oh my God. Yeah, tomorrow we're doing our next one. Yeah.
It's going to be fierce. And we're going to survive until max level. And we're going to run all the dungeons. And we're going to be the most sickening undead women in
max
all of
level. Sure.
Max. We're going
to
be...
It takes people 3 months of playing to hit max level. But yeah, sure.
We'll do it in 2 weeks.
I think it will take us probably 2 years to get there. If we play 1 hour every Sunday,
yeah,
probably like 2 years. Yeah. See you in 2 years.
Classic, hardcore classic plus will have already come out.
Like literally.
are you... Okay, wait. I just realized I didn't ask my Resident Evil question to you.
Oh, yes. I love talking about Resident Evil.
I need your review so far because I know you were like this on Resident Evil 7 and then that last stream, you really were just not feeling her.
Oh yeah, so, you were there, right? Yeah.
So thoughts on Resident Evil 7 so far? Because you're in the ship, which is the final part of the game.
And that's the worst part of the game.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. So that game is so good. Mm-hmm. And I feel like even though that ship part is boring, it's still not enough to make that game like bad. I genuinely have been mortified throughout this whole game. It's so scary. It is so, so, so good. I want to keep going. And you do find out more about like what's going on, obviously, throughout the game. And I did the dad and the mother. The mother was the one that truly gave me nightmares. She gave me nightmares.
Her vagina.
Like, for real.
Insect vagina.
And I'm terrified of insects, and I'm very easily grossed out. So what that combined, like, my two biggest fears. So it was genuinely the worst thing ever. And then the son plays, like, games with you, right? And I... So in throughout the game, I mean, you know, you get these like cassettes and then you play through the cassette thing. It's like a little scenario. I got one of the scenario cassettes and I played through it where you play through his puzzle, but as someone that didn't survive it, right?
Yes.
And I kept playing through it and I die. And I'm like, I do it again and I die. I'm like, what, maybe if I did something, if I turn this around, maybe. And I died like four times until somebody in stream was like, girl, you're supposed to die because you're playing through the scenario, not the real thing.
Diva, I did the same thing.
I was so frustrated. No, you don't understand. I was so frustrated. I genuinely was like, I want all the four. I'm so angry. What is this? I've tried everything. They're making this ridiculously. And then someone was like, no, you're supposed to die because you're replaying the memory of someone that died. And I was like, ow. Okay. And then I did it. And I did it first time, like when I got to the puzzle.
Uh-huh.
But that part was fun, equally fun, but equally as like, just a little annoying, you know?
Yeah.
But then we got to this like ship part. So you choose between like Mia and the other girl. I chose Mia. And then we go to the ship and then we play with her. And like, it's like that part felt like just unnecessary fluff added.
Yeah.
And like you play in the ship once through her memory and then once in the IRL version. Just they could have just had one, you know? And now I'm at the final part, I think, where I'm supposed to fight the girly. And I think I'm going to play that tomorrow before we do our hardcore. Yeah, we'll see.
And, I think you don't have much left of the game. Yeah. So hopefully it won't take too long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Resident Evil 7 is one of those games that, and I feel like I've said this before about a lot of Resident Evil games, they tend to not stick the landing. In a lot of cases, like the ending, it very quickly becomes like a war game. It just is like fighting, 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 fighting. Like just throw mobs and mobs and mobs. And I'm constantly worried about ammo and health. And
yes, yes.
Especially 7. Yeah. 7, you're constantly worried about ammo.
Yeah.
It's
absolutely.
It's so absolutely
stressful. But I still really enjoyed it.
So are you ready? Miss Thing
to get
sick, nasty, twisted on this pod. So I'm warning you all now, right now, put in headphones. If you are not listening right now, if you're listening to us in a public space, hey, everyone out there, if you're listening to us in a public space, hey, girls, how you doing? Fiercely put the headphones in.
Yeah, because we will be talking about cock, dick, balls.
Cock, dick, balls, pussy, wet, like bussy farting. I don't know, whatever. I'm just saying words at this point. So, reminder. Oh, hold up. Okay, there we go. Reminder of how the rules of this work. I'm going to read you a passage from a fan fiction. You will then have to determine whether you think it's a real fan fiction or bullshit that I just made up for this game. If it is real, I will tell you exactly the name of the fanfic, who wrote it, and where you can find it. I would also like for you, maybe to make this a little bit more fun, rate Before you say whether it's real or fake, rate the fanfic. So one out of
from
five.
From 1 to 10.
Yeah, on the spice meal. Like one out of 10. 1 out of 10. How good do you think it is? Would you read it? Like, you're like, ooh, I want to know more. And then maybe let's just discuss, like, what the fuck we think is actually happening in these fanfics. Because let me tell you, I read through some of them. Not all the way through, but I've read, like, before the passage and after the passage. And I have some concerns for the fanfic community in the world.
You didn't like them? They didn't arouse you?
No. Okay. To make sure that this is random, I want you to say a number between 1 and 7. And we're going to start there, and then I'm going to work my way through.
I'm going to say 7.
Oh, okay. So I'll go to the end. Okay, I'm going to read through this. This one's a bit longer, this one. So lock in. I'm going to try my best to, like, add some pizzazz to it.
Okay.
Yes, I would like that too. With her consent and his own desires aligned, Tandrid seized the moment to lean in for a kiss. Soft, plump, and undeniably addictive, the younger Proudmoore was in for shock when she smothered her body against his broad chest and pressed her lips against his. Their tongues intertwined and held each other dearly, with pants and moans filling the Admiral's quarters. Squelch and suckle. Jaina allowed their joint salivas to leak from her mouth and onto her covers. She clenched her fists from the blissful sensation of her brother disrobing her corset with such skill and finesse, unbuckling the buttons and threads that held her modesty together. The frigid wind of the cold sea sent a shiver down her spine, or was it the pleasurable sensation of delight that made her shudder in anticipation? Her exposed navel and breast laid bare and beautiful, with the warmly lit lanterns fueled by runecraft casting a soft glow onto her fair skin. The devoted brother broke the passionate kiss and stared at her in earnest. The bright blue eyes radiated intelligence and innocence, yet her body was mature and succulent. Her wide hips seemed to sway with every shake, and her large breasts jiggle with every motion. The sultry, seductive eyes from his sister lowered his inhibitions and made him meek in front of such a radiant beauty. To think the world's most disheveled sailor would be worthy of such sight colored him damned. Do you think that's...
Her brother?
Yes, girl. It is a fanfic of... incest play between Jaina and her brother.
What the fuck?
I can't believe
I was into it.
First.
Second, I realized it's her brother. I was out. I was out. When she was like pressing herself against his like broad shoulders, I was like, well, okay, I'm into it. When you said brother, it's like somebody like punched me in the face. You nasty, nasty. Rotten, disturbed. This, you did not write this. You did not write this.
So do you think it's real or fake?
I think it's real.
And then what do you rate it out of 10?
As 0. I'm sorry, I can't get around. As someone who has siblings, I cannot get around that fantasy. That is nasty and disgusting to me.
It is a real fanfic. It is called... Till the Tides Take Us by Irk Roar Fox.
You should call it Till the Incest Takes Us.
Listen, I understand that this is a fantasy for a lot of people. Is but I've heard of like stepbrother. I've heard of like stepmom.
Yeah, they're not related.
They're not related.
Right?
This is like... No, this girl, this is your blood relative. This is...
Mama, you came out of the same cooch.
The same coochie.
Like, ugh. No, nasty.
I had the displeasure of having to read through some of this. And girl, it's crazy. There is like a full like chapter setup of like, will they, won't they? Like looking longingly into each other's... I'm like... I'm good. I'm good on this. So yes, this
right.
Was...
I picked the worst one.
you truly picked the worst one to start.
Well, the freakiest, I guess.
Choose a number between 1 and 6.
I'm gonna say 6, you chose. 6.
6. Okay.
6.
Here we go. With a sigh of resignation, Nanora gave in. Oh, whatever. Dare, she announced, bracing herself for Jennifer's challenge. Jennifer's eyes sparkled with excitement, sensing her chance to push the boundaries. All right, Nanora, I dare you to stand up and lift your dress, she declared with a mischievous grin. Adam nearly choked on his drink, while Falnos immediately objected, his tone sharp. What kind of rules are those? He asked, his irritation magnified by the alcohol. But Jennifer remained unfazed. Rules are rules, she replied smoothly. If you don't want to drink anymore, then you have to do the dare. We're all on equal footing here. She punctuated her words with a playful wink at Falnos, catching him off guard. Though drunk, Nanora understood...
Is this a threesome?
Though drunk, Nanora understood the weight of the dare. She didn't want to be the one to spoil the game. It wasn't the most outrageous request, after all, and she didn't want to be the one to end the fun. Without a word, she slowly stood up, her legs trembling under the influence of the alcohol and her head spinning slightly. Adam's gaze was locked on her as she gathered the hem of her yellow dress in her hands and slowly lifted it. Her strong pearl blue thighs came into view, and the group's focus intensified as her white lace underwear was revealed. It lasted only a few seconds before she let the dress fall back down and drop to the ground, a slight smile playing on her lips. The group was momentarily silent, processing what had just happened. Then Nanora broke the tension with a chuckle. No one mentioned for how long, she quipped. Do you think that is a real fanfic? Or
did
if
you say
I just
group? That is crazy.
Okay, first rate the fanfic. Would you read more? Like, what thoughts on this? What could this be?
I would probably read more because this is a little more tasteful in the sense that they're playing, which I like. I like the act before. You know, I think that's really sexy. Because you need to have a personality to enjoy that, you know? Everyone can do the deed. So I think this is a good one. I think this is 8 out of 10.
Oh!
Well, I want to say 7. I want to say 7.
It's 7 like out of 10. 7, okay. 7, okay. 7. Okay.
Like revealing a bit of lace is like whatever, but yeah, sure. They're playful, but I don't think you wrote this.
You don't think I wrote this?
I don't think you wrote this.
And this fanfic is real, and it is called "Swingers of Azeroth" by Alchemist 301 on fanfiction.net.
D-Y-U-A. I imagine them being in like Goldshire. And it's like 6 people. And at the end, they all just...
This is actually a fierce fanfic. So
okay.
I like skimmed through it a bit. It's set up in 4 chapters. The first chapter is... It's a human couple, I believe. Adam and Jennifer. And they lock eyes with a Draenei couple, which is Falnos and Nanora. And... Adam and Nanora, there's like some playful tension. There's a weird scene where they're like peeing in the woods and he's like not look. Yeah, because they go on this like horseback riding journey because they're like in the same area.
What?
And it's like a will they won't they, like are these couples about to like swing? And then Adam and Nanora go on this like horseback riding like journey. And she's like, I really have to pee. And there's this really weird scene where he's like, I won't look at you pee. And so she like hikes her panties down and like relieves herself in the grass. And he doesn't look at her. And he's like, okay, now it's my turn. And then whips it out and she's not looking at him. while he pees. And I'm like, what is happening right now in this? So there's like there's this like tension between Adam and Inora.
You should have read that part. That would have gagged me.
But it's not like sexual. It's like just like they're like peeing. But then it leads into this moment. They're peeing. And then fiercely, there are some sexual scenes of Adam fucking his girlfriend Jennifer.
Wait, but does Adam play with the other guy?
That I don't know. I didn't get to that part. But I don't think so. I think they're just trading partners. But then it leads to them drinking and then this dare. And I think this is what kicks off the festivities for the night, is Inora hiking her
dress. This is why I do feel like that gay couples, lesbian or gay, have a little more fun. Because if you get two couples together, everyone's everyone, you know?
Exactly. Just saying. Everyone is everyone. Thank you for that insight. on swinging in the gay scene. Everyone is everyone.
I wanted to say everyone's into everyone.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He said every hole and pull is in fact a goal when you are a gay couple swinging.
Yeah, you have three choices instead of just one extra choice. Anyway, let's move on.
1 through 5.
I'm going to say 2.
2, okay. All right, this one's stupid.
I find it so hard to not scream out something to interrupt you because I'm just shocked.
No, okay. Please react. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It wasn't as it normally appeared. The muscular mage had regularly conjured fantastic illusions before her to indulge in, but nothing quite as handsome and hung like this one before. A blood elf man, around 6 foot tall, short blonde hair and tight glistening abs, had appeared before her, hands outstretched looking for her fingers. "Don't worry. He'll be gentle with you. I made sure of it," said Sevelis from behind a turned-on smile. Sevelis started rubbing himself, sitting across from the conjured blood elf and I in bed. Even though
this he's a cuck.
I think that's what this is. Yeah. Even though this was my line of work, something about my encounters with Sevelis made this part of the job worth it. In a swift motion, the conjured blood elf had wrapped his massive hands around my waist and flipped me on my stomach. Pulling my panties down around my knees, he was already breathing deep inside my pussy from the back before I could moan from the ecstasy of this encounter. That's where I stopped. I was like, I'm going to cut it off right there. Thoughts?
Woo! That was real spicy real quick. I'm gonna say that one's I like it. I'm into it.
Something about breathing deep inside my pussy from the back is just really
But, you know, like, you don't have to have a vagina to understand what that must feel like.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is very hot because also it's a blood elf man.
Yeah.
I can imagine what they must look like.
To be fair, almost all of these are blood elf. I realized that very quickly. There's a lot of blood elf.
I'd be surprised.
There's a lot of blood elf. Fanfic.
I kind of wish you would have found one about orcs and their big thumb.
Oh, shut up.
Right. I think this is a seven out of ten. Again. It could have had a little more lead up, but also I'm also here for the let's get to business. I don't mind that. But I do feel like you wrote this one.
I did write this one. Nothing says Dylan like breathing deep inside my pussy from the back. Could you imagine cuck?
But you had some nuance in there that I was kind of gagged by. I like it.
Nothing like a muscular writer.
A wordsmith.
Nothing like a muscular mage conjuring a fantastic blood elf for you to fuck while he's rubbing himself. And that's lore accurate. That's actually what happened to BFA.
That's what Umbreak does for you.
Yeah. BFA stands for big fucking ass, which is kind of what you're doing on Sevelis's illusion. You're backing that thing up.
Yeah. He would do that to Rumaf to play with him.
Could you imagine? Yes. Imagine him breathing deep behind you from the back.
Well, I hope it doesn't have bad breath.
Girl, that's crazy. Do you want... I'll just start from the top now.
Yeah, you can just pick.
Here we go. Ooh, let me put on some lip chapstick.
So how many more have you wrote?
I can't tell you. There are four left, though.
Okay.
The troll turned his lecherous... Oh. Wait, did I say that right? Yeah. The troll turned, his lecherous grin splitting his tusked face.
What's a lettuce grin?
Lecherous? It's like a kind of grin.
Like a salad grin?
Salad?
Because lettuce?
No, lecherous. You say, not lettuce grin, bitch. Mama, I know you know German first, but diva...
I know I speak four languages. Don't you come for me for not knowing what lettuce means?
Lecherous.
Lecherous. What does that mean?
Like to leech? Lecherous? Like he's like leeching like an evil kind of grin? I'm assuming that's what it means. The troll turned, his lecherous grin splitting his tusked face as his deep baritone voice rumbled with a thick Zandali accent. I'm not going to do the accent. you be a feisty one, ain't ya? The words sent a fresh rush of wetness flooding the elf's already soaked panties. Despite her superior tone, her body betrayed her. She stepped closer, hips swaying until she was within arm's reach. Her delicate fingers, nails painted a deep crimson, slipped boldly beneath the edge of his ceremonial loincloth. And that's where I'm going to end that one.
No!
It gets nasty.
Oh, but
did I make that up? Or was that real? Also, what do you rate it?
That one was kind of hot. I do find the idea of a troll man very hot.
A Zandalari troll,
This is like an 8. I like that it leaves you longing for more. But I think you wrote this.
I did not. This is a This is a real fanfic called The Arrogant Aristocrat by Gallatin. And let me tell you something about this diva. Miss Gallatin.
The person that wrote it.
She has so many fanfics of Zandalari trolls fucking elf women. It's crazy. There is an entire subsection of fan fiction that is like, there must be a large community of people that fantasize about Zandalari trolls fucking highborn women.
Oh, huge. I mean, on Twitter, I see like WoW fan art all the time, and it gets so nasty. Like the girlies live for that. I'm not surprised at all by any of this. But his ceremonial loincloth put a picture in my head that sounds so hot.
When I tell you, you aren't not prepared. Do you want me to read a little bit
more? I would actually read this one. This one started off so good.
Give me a sec. I am going to read you a little bit more of this fuck ass fan fiction. Okay. The troll answered with action. Or no, before this she says, "Do you want to fuck me, troll? Do you want to spoil a blood elf noblewoman with your oversized cock?" The troll answered with action.
Okay.
Yeah. His massive hands gripped the backs of her hamstrings, lifting her effortlessly. The elf grasped as her pelvis was raised level with his, her long legs wrapping instinctually around his thick waist, arms circling his broad shoulders.
I'm not into it.
The fat head of his cock pressed her slick entrance, then slowly impaled her. And you know what? I think I'll stop it at that one.
Go for them. I wasn't into that one at all. Her saying that sentence cringed me out. Yeah. That cringed
you wanna
me out.
You want to fuck me, troll?
You want to fuck this highborn? Like, okay, let's calm down. Let's calm down. He's not a toy.
Truly.
That cringed me out.
Let's relax. Let's relax a little bit.
Yeah. You're not all that.
Okay. Next up, we have this one. No one really knew where he had been previously, but that didn't matter. His tattered clothes and disheveled hair gave him a gruff appearance that turned on the old night elf standing at the entrance to the basement. "Here, let me clean you up," said the night elf, eyes longingly staring at Victor, who could sense the tension immediately. The brooding night elf took Victor into the back room of the club. The pumping music from the band droned out behind the door closed behind Victor. "I fell in the dirt outside. I didn't mean to cause a mess," said Victor coyly, not wanting to meet the gaze of the night elf who was preparing a bucket of soap and water. The night elf let off a slight laugh before beginning to unbutton Victor's shirt. A shiver of nerves shot through Victor's back as he clenched up, unprepared to be shirtless in front of the stranger. "Relax. I can wash these for you," laughed the night elf, who still had not given his name. Victor's mind began to wander while the night elf slowly took Victor's clothes off. Erotic fantasies of the elf's arms wrapping around him, his lips running up and down Victor's body, the thoughts alone began to turn Victor on. "Oh, that's impressive," whispered the night elf as he finished taking off Victor's shirt while noticing the erection that had begun to form in Victor's pants. I stammered Victor. But the elf had already slid his hands down Victor's body, grabbing the bulge and breathing deep into Victor's ears. The only sound of the room was Victor's heartbeat erupting from his chest as his fantasy was slowly becoming a reality.
Good. That one was good. I'm going to give this one a 9 out of 10.
Oh, I like this okay. One. Okay.
Yeah, I like this one. I like that there's like build up, you know?
Yeah, she's like, I need to watch the pre-porn before I get to the porn.
Wait, I imagine two guys here.
Yes, this is the gay one.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like this one because, I mean, obviously these fanfics are never super consensual. Obviously him going down his pants immediately, like obviously could be considered a little bit. But you know what? Like, it's fanfic.
It's fanfic. But
that was, I mean, I guess he was reading his body language. That was hot. That was hot. I like that one.
And I would say yes to that night elf.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What else am I supposed to say? Oh, right. If you wrote it.
Yeah. Do you think this is a real or a fake? Fiercely.
I think it's real.
This is bullshit, fake bullshit that I made.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, you ate though. You ate.
Sadly, there was not a gay I could find.
You wrote that?
Yes, girl.
Okay, period, girl. Maybe you should get into that because that was really good.
Thank you. That was
my favorite one so far.
Thank you. Oh, I mean, it was also gay. So I think that also
probably
some brownie points. You said, wait, probably. I wanna be washed and essentially talked to by a night elf.
It sounds so hot.
You said, bitch, sign me the fuck up. You said, pussy tight like a nun.
Beat this ass like a drum. Yes.
Okay. Here is the next one.
This is the last one.
I think we have two more.
Okay.
She said nothing. I should preface this. I don't think his name is ever said in this. This is an Illidan fanfiction.
Okay.
And it's a woman and Illidan. Mm-hmm. She said nothing. Just removed her clothes piece by piece, never once looking away. She let the pieces drift. Silk against obsidian, a whisper that echoed like a countdown. By the time the boots touched her skin, the temple itself seemed to react. The air thickened, the torches dimmed, and he dropped to his knees. His claws traced the seam where leather met thigh. His breath came shallow. His lips brushed reverent kisses to the spot just above her ankle. His voice was hoarse when he whispered, "You're gonna ruin me." She lifted his chin with the tips of a boot. "Good." And then she walked. Deliberate, measured, lethal. Every step on the Black Temple stone floor struck like a war drum. And he stayed, kneeling, eyes lifted, gaze fixed on her like she was both salvation and doom. Do you think that was real, fake? What do you rate that? Some dominatrix.
That one's going to be 2 out of 10.
Okay.
Not into it. I thought it was a little ridiculous. What did he say? "You will be the end of me"?
Yes. It's giving like this one, whether it is fake or real, is a dominatrix kind of vibe.
I guess maybe it's like it's very like intense immediately. I guess because I didn't read the book, I didn't read the build up, but that would have made me go, if someone would say that to me, that would make me go, girl.
Yeah.
That would make me like break eye contact. I think this is real though.
This is real. It's called Echoes of Desire by Echoborn. Yeah. And what I think is, I think this is this woman's OC character in, like, this is her player character in WoW that she plays, and she's writing a dominatrix fanfic because she has a crush on Illidan.
She is iconic, let me tell you that. As you fucking should, D.Va. Yeah. I support it. Live out your fantasy.
I'm going to write a story where Illidan is groveling at my feet wanting to fuck me.
Honestly, yes, because he doesn't deserve anything else. He is like an emo boy that's like, I have my scars. Get down and eat my pussy.
Eat my pussy. Eat my boot is what she said.
Shut up. Stop crying and lick my boots. Yes. Also, the second the word boots was mentioned, that was already cackling.
It's crazy. Let me just double check. Do we have one or two more? Let me see. I think we might have one more.
Okay.
Let me scroll to it. Yeah, because we read the Nanora one. Okay. Here we go. Arosia let out an emphatic moan, her eyes fluttering shut as her body arched beneath him, her hands gripping the quilt as she surrendered to the intensity of his thrusts. The sensation was a heady mix of pleasure and pain, her pussy clenching around his massive cock as he drove into her, each thrust sending shockwaves of sensation through her body. "Fuck, you know what you're doing after all," she exclaimed as Jamal fucked her with a relentless rhythm, each thrust deeper than before, his balls slapping against her ass with every motion, the sound echoing in the chamber like a primal drumbeat. Her cries filled the room, echoing off the walls, her voice a symphony of ecstasy as she gave herself over to the pleasure.
I don't know why you should be screaming like that. I don't know, like,
it's so big. She wasn't ready. I will say I read a little bit before this and after this. It is the intention is that his dick is so big, she's just not ready for it.
But then why is she like, "Oh, you do know what you're doing after all"? Okay, queen. Like, okay.
I think it's because I believe in this one he's warning her how big he is, and she's like, "Oh yeah," like, and then it leads into this.
I don't know. I'm not into pain and torture.
Okay.
And I think the screaming can sometimes be so inauthentic and fake. It's like, what? Yeah. Like, girl, are you being decapitated? Yeah. Like, I get it. If you reach the high point, sure. But like there, I'm like, what is he doing to her? Murdering her? I don't know. I'm not into it. But also, like I said, I'm a man. So like, I can't. I'm sure some people are into that. I'm going to give this one, I don't know, a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
And I don't think you wrote that. I don't think you wrote that.
This one is real.
Okay,
it is
okay,
called
good.
A Dalliance in Dazar'alor by Promiscua Plectra. And
cunty name.
This is a yet another one of those Zandalari troll X elf fanfics. There are so
these girlies many. Just want to pain and suffering, I guess.
Yeah, and I will say it gets a little weird when you're reading some of these because it's like very like, oh, it's this exotic troll and he's so it gets weird. Like some of these are like, I'm like, this is a little strange. I don't like this.
It's like the white woman's fantasy of sleeping with the exotic. Okay, I don't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Yeah, there's definitely some problematic fanfics that are out there. But I will say, this is not even scratching the surface. There are
hundreds of fanfics.
So if we wanted to, if y'all enjoyed this, like, let us know.
But also, let's make Dylan write more fanfic. We need men writing gay fanfic.
Do we?
And not a lot of men. No, I feel like we do. Like, a lot of, like, the gay smut is written by women. And
that's true.
No tea, no shade. But, like, you don't have gay sex. I get it. Like, you can read up what it's like, but you don't know what it's like. So I do feel like reading smut by a gay man about gay men would be better. I don't know. Yeah. Or at least I would, like... I would cringe less about it, you know? Because, like, a girlie that's just, like, into gay men, I'm like, that's not sexy to me, you know?
Yeah.
So, I find, like, I had the same thing with Heated Rivalry. Like, the movie is different because these are two men, right? But the book is written by a woman.
Yeah.
I don't know. That would instantly take it, it will be hard for me to get into it. Because I'll imagine, like, a fangirlie being like, you know, like, I don't know.
You know what I want? I would love, and this would just be a good thought experiment, I want to read a gay fanfic written by a straight man and just see what he thinks. And likewise, I would love a lesbian fanfic written by a gay man just to see them try.
Oh, right. I would fail at that.
Because I believe in women, and I believe women are smart enough to, like, they can write a man, but I feel like a man would have a hard time writing a woman. And so likewise, I think a straight man would struggle to write gay stuff. Like, I feel like
do you think so?
I think so. I think a straight man would lose out on the nuance of romance.
Men are so obsessed with each other though. Men are so obsessed with each other.
I think a straight man, if he were to write a gay fanfic, would leave out the romance aspect of it, and it would just become like carnal sex, which is
what's wrong with that?
Everything. It's an abhorrent behavior in front of God's eyes. Okay.
Well, that sounds great to me.
Well, I think you passed. You only got one wrong in this game. So props to you. If you all enjoyed this, let us know in the comments. Please leave a comment. It helps us out in the video. And let us know, do you want us to do this again in the future? There are truly hundreds of fanfics out there. And not all romance. Like, there are truly hundreds of romance fanfics. There's also some, like, sickening, like, full-ass plots that people have just written, or short stories.
I love that. You know what I almost find more interesting too? Like, when you were reading parts that is not about the sex yet, I think these are way more interesting to read. Like, him thrusting, whatever. Like, we all know what that's like. But, like, I mean, like, more like the pre-play. That can either be extremely bad, which then is funny, or it could be, like, really good where you're like, I need more.
Girl, there is an entire one. I was trying to find something like that that's, like, a build-up. There is one that I was reading. I can't remember the name of it. And it's about this woman who falls in love with Varian Wrynn, who is like the king of Stormwind. But he is like not public with the relationship. Like, it's a secret romance. And I swear to God, it's like 20 chapters. It's like a full-on fucking book. And it's like not, but it's not like smutty sex. It's like a buildup of romance, and they go on these dates, and then it's a, they are public with the relationship, and it, I was like, oh my God, girl, this is like a full fucking book. This is like great. I was like reading through certain passages of it. I was like, oh, she put her full pussy into this fanfic.
She melted her pussy into a flash drive, plugged it in, and wrote it.
Yeah, no, she was like into the PC. She USB drived her coochie into the PC. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Azeroth with Attitude. Again,
very normal episode. Very, like, you know, the usual thing, you know, very common, very, like, you know, everyday podcast.
Very lore accurate. If you did enjoy this, please leave a like, comment. If you want to submit a viewer question, please do. Do it Azeroth with
If you would like to get thrusted by a Zandalari troll with an enormous cock, subscribe.
Yes. Make sure to send us viewer questions at azerothwithattitude@gmail.com or leave a comment on the Spotify or YouTube comment sections. I am so proud. We're almost to 30 episodes of this podcast, which is crazy.
Gagiana boots. You know, like, actually, we started like at the beginning of the year, right?
Yeah.
So every new year, technically, we have a new season.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, we did start, I think we started a little bit after January. I could be wrong. But
yeah,
basically a new year, new season.
Or we could tie it to expansions.
We could. Yeah. Honestly, it would be pretty fierce. I just know that I'm just like so proud. I'm like, oh my God, we're eating. The podcast is eating. And we thank you all so much for being part of this community and engaging with the conversations that we have and, you know, really treating us as like the upright, trustworthy, newsworthy site that
100%.
We are.
100%. Like the podcast to like lean back on that will got you like inform you 100% about everything that's going on. High qualitative journalism almost. It's, I'm really proud of our work. Yeah.
We're actually like probably a more trustworthy site than Wowhead. Like,
I agree. Yeah, I agree. Actually, fuck.
No, wait. Imagine like our version of Wowhead, and it's us just giving you fuck ass builds for your characters, and like, this is the path that you should be running in this dungeon, and it's us just writing the scenic path, and it is not optimal at all.
I do feel like we would be actually kind of cunt fierce boots if we would have to explain like a boss mechanic. Like, if we, like, you know how people make raid guides, imagine us making a raid guide.
We should do it. That should be a future episode where we each like get like two dungeons each. And we have to write what we think a good guide is. I'm like, girl, if you pull these fuck ass ruby eggs, not only do you need to all F4, you need to fucking delete World of Warcraft because you don't deserve to run this shit anymore.
Yeah. You should actually delete your character.
Yeah, that's the hardcore retail version that they don't tell you about. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. But I also read that there's a curse when it comes to podcasts. Usually around episode 40, the podcast starts like crumbling and ending. And, you know, so
well, we started once that we at 12. Pass... I'm just kidding.
Once we... once we pass episode 40, it'll be gaggy. Because then it'll we be got gaggy. Over the curse.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's... Yeah. It's been fierce. We're like an well-oiled machine. We've already gotten into the smut of it all. So who knows what shark we can jump next.
Period. I'm here for it. I'm here for the journey.
The journey. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. We will see you all next week with yet another episode of Azeroth with Attitude. And until then, stay awesome. Stay beautiful, you lovely people.
Stay horny.
Stay horny. Bye.